Doctor Who, Short Trips, The Mist Puddle Murders.
Now, I'm sure you're wondering why I've gathered you all here. The fact is, one of you here is a murderer. That set the cat among the pigeons, as the doctor would say, metaphorically speaking, since there were no actual cats or pigeons represented. A proud fox was enthroned in the armchair, while the sofa was occupied by a hedgehog, a squirrel, a badger, and a bat. Quite the unusual array of suspects. The tick-tock of the mantelpiece clock suddenly had the weight and gravity of a judge's gavel. Plop, plop. That was the sound of Tegan Javanka in the living room with the sugar tongs. Tegan had kindly taught me all about Cluedo not long after we found ourselves in this situation. She passed the freshly sweetened cup to Colonel Fortingbrush, who grunted and dipped his tongue into the beverage for a quick taste test before setting it down on the coffee table. Tegan turned her attention to the row of guests on the sofa. How about you, Professor Pricklethwart? One lump or two?
Oh, just the one for me, my dear, if it's not too much trouble.
Sweet enough as you are, eh, Professor? Tegan winked. She played her part admirably, despite the protest she'd raised when I first suggested she be the one to act as hostess. When I'd pointed out that surely serving refreshments with a smile had been part of her training as an airline stewardess, she'd given me such a look I thought for a moment there was going to be another murder, with me as the victim.
Big Finish. We love stories.